This is the parable of the dog that fell in love. One day, a little boy named Bobby was hoping in his heart with all his might for a puppy. He begged his mom every day, "Can I have a puppy?" His mother was not sure he would be responsible for a puppy and taking care of its needs. His mom asked, "Why do you want a puppy?" "Mom, I want a playmate." Bobby's mother sat next to him on the couch. "There's a lot of care for a puppy." "Mom, it would be good for me to learn how to care for a dog." Bobby was a good kid and had a lot of love in his heart for animals. His mother hoped this would be a good decision and decided to grant Bobby's wish. "Okay, we will go to the animal shelter and you can pick out a new friend."
"Yay! Thanks so much, Mom!"
All Bobby could think about and talk about was his new puppy that he would pick out in a few days. Bobby and his mother went to a pet supply store to pick up items needed for the new puppy. Bobby's mother was concerned about her decision, yet she made a promise. The day finally came, and Bobby with his mother went to the animal shelter. There were so many dogs, all different sizes, and of course, all kinds of puppies. Bobby walked up and down, looking into all the cages. "Mommy, why is there adult dogs here in the shelter?" Her voice softened. "Honey, sometimes the adult dogs lose their homes, so they are brought here." Bobby thought there would only be puppies in the shelter. Then he went to the last cage at the very end of a long line of dogs barking. They all seemed to be saying, "Take me home with you." This last cage had an adult dog that looked sad and was curled up in the corner. It was very quiet and was in the cage alone. The name for the dog on the cage said Spunky. Bobby thought to himself, "This dog does not seem spunky at all." Spunky was a blonde, fuzzy, medium-sized dog. It would not make eye contact with Bobby. Bobby felt deep inside something for this dog named Spunky. He knew that it was like not to be accepted, rejected, and felt lonely sometimes. He knew that feeling very well. Bobby could not see in one eye, so other kids would not always accept him, or they would make fun of him. Spunky lost his owner, so he felt unloved and must have done something wrong. Bobby was pointing at Spunky. "Mom, could I see this dog?" His mother looked into the cage and said, "I thought you wanted a puppy." Bobby looked up at his mother. "This dog is like me, and it needs a friend." After some interaction with Spunky, the dog seemed normal, just felt unloved. As Bobby was petting Spunky, "Once the dog comes home with us, he will feel much better, Mom." Many weeks went by, and over time, Spunky began to feel accepted, but not yet felt he could trust this boy, even though Bobby loved and cared for him. One day, Bobby fell while at school and had to go to the hospital. Spunky wondered why Bobby was not home at the usual time. Spunky paced back and forth, over and over, looking out the front window. Spunky knew at that moment he really loved his friend Bobby, for he missed him so much. After a little while, Bobby came home to a very spunky dog. I hope you have enjoyed the parable of the dog that fell in love.